Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I said Fogelberg, bring this back. That's the song, The Nexus. That's the first song on the album, on the double album, Innocent Age, which I've been selling on this show for a long time. Not, I don't make any money. I just like telling people about it. The Innocent Age album by Dan Fogelberg, the late great, the late amazing great Dan Fogelberg. Innocent Age, folks, if you buy that album, I promise you, you'll thank me later. So we're having a great visit. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know who I am. We're spinning platters here, rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. KP's here with some good social media tips and insights. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy is the galactic guru on social media. Kathy, that's Kathy with a K, by the way. What about holiday tips? What do we need to know about? I don't even like Christmas.
I don't even like Christmas.
Why do I need holiday tips?
Well, I just wanted to have some, fun talking about the holiday. It's coming up quickly, and every small business out there really needs to make sure that they include some of these tips into their marketing strategy. So, you know, their content, it's okay to have some holiday content that's festive and not just go for a straight hard sell.
Facebook won't let you do that anyway, will they?
Oh, yeah, they will. You can have festive holiday content.
I know, but you can't sell with festive.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? Yeah, Facebook is a sales machine.
No. I'm talking about you can't. But are you talking about in the feed or the ads?
In the ads.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're starting out with the ads. Okay, I want to make sure. So you're saying when you're going for holiday ads. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, or content in general.
Okay.
Start to line up on your content. You want to avoid using those same old phrases, come up with something a little bit different.
Like what?
You still are trying to...
Like Merry Christmas?
Some of the things are, you might say wrap up your holidays, the stuff you're stocking with savings. Those are kind of like some old sayings, so you might want to do something different. Have some catchy phrases that relate
like
to your brand. Well, it depends on what you're marketing. So,
because okay. I like wrap up. I think wrap up is great.
Wrap up is great.
You've blown my whole strategy. I've got to go back and redo everything now. Mr. Holiday Poster. You know, I've got to redo everything now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that one. But you do need to create urgency because obviously the holidays are coming up quickly and you want to have them take some action. So it's good to get your users involved in whatever, is going on in your business so that
confused. I'm a little confused. This is pretty much a constant state for me, as you know, but if there are two ways for a business to behave on Facebook, one is in the content feed, right, your timeline, and the other is with your ads. Am I right about that?
You're right. Yeah.
Okay, so. I didn't think that Facebook would let you talk about your business with any kind of advertising type language, marketing type language in your feed. I thought they would nix that and make you move it over to an ad that you paid for. Am I wrong?
No. You can put content in your feed about
content, but
ad. I mean, it's yes, any content about it with the sales pitch. Yes, you can do that in your feed. Hmm. Now, the thing is, the content is not getting shown to everyone.
Right.
So that's why you would say, "Oh,
that's what they're. That's how they're suppressing it."
Sell,
so buy two windows and get one for 50% off. I couldn't put that in the feed, could I?
Yes, you can put it in the
I
feed.
Could?
It's just that not a lot of people are going to see it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So they're going to, but that's my point. They're going to suppress it. So if you say, okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to give you a Christmas present. Buy two windows, and I'll give you the third one for 50% off. If I put that in an ad, it goes out everywhere. But if I put it in the feed, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
This is the, you know, the way Facebook works. They're always going to encourage you to buy advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be consistent and colorful and timely. So these are just some tips over the holidays to increase your visibility. If you do more user engagement, then your feed is going to work better. If you are having educational tips and things about your business, you're going to get shown more in the feed. So there are ways to use your content that's mm-hmm. organic to help your business as well.
So be more creative in getting your holiday message across. Don't use the dusty old terms, and make it seem a little more engaging. Facebook will allow you to get more across if you engage the audience more.
Engaging the audience always helps
That. All right, folks, you heard it right here from the boss. She knows what she's talking about. KP and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.